الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهر المرسلين، شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين محمد، صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدًا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praises due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah. The best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the best of speech, the book of Allah, and follow its commandments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us amongst his followers. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. Ya ahbab Rasulillah salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi, yaqul rabbuna jalla wa ala, ar-Rahman allama al-Qur'an, khalaq al-insan, allamahu al-bayan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, allama al-Quran, taught the Quran, khalaq al-insan, created man, allamahu al-bayan, gave man the ability of speech. This is amongst the very first favors mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding his favors upon us. We have the ability to articulate ourselves. We have the ability to articulate our thoughts, our feelings, our ideas. We human beings have the ability to communicate the past, the present, our anxiety and aspirations about the future. As far as I know, humans are the only species who are able to do this. And it's a beautiful gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why throughout the Quran and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are invited to celebrate the gift of speech. Speech is a gift from Allah, celebrated. Such as, we believers are not to engage in profanity, name-calling, foul language. That's not something that we do. لَيْسَ الْمُؤْمِنِ بِالْفَاحِشِ وَلَا الْمُتَفَحِشِ وَلَا الْبَذِيءِ. A believer is not somebody that uses language that is shameful or abomination, nor are they foul or crude in the language that they speak. Believers celebrate the gift of speech. We are not supposed to lie. That's not something that we do. Believers don't engage in kadhib, in lying, falsification. We don't do that. But inshallah, the few minutes that we have, there is another way of celebrating the gift of speech, which is very important, and that is use the gift of speech to promote the truth. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. O ye who believe, be mindful of Allah and be in the company of those who are truthful. Speak the truth. Promote the truth. As George Orwell said, in the time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. See, telling the truth in ordinary times, but there are times, he said, telling the truth in time of deceit, such as the times that we are living in today, said telling the truth is a revolutionary act. I was really dumbfounded by the usage of time of deceit by George Orwell. George Orwell died very young, 1950. He was only 46 years old. That's not even his real name. The man was an activist, but he was using words to do his activism. Why was I dumbfounded by the usage of George Orwell by the word of deceit? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يَأْتِي عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي سَنَوَاتٌ خَدَّعَاتٌ. He said, there will be a time upon my ummah will descend years of deceit. And I see the words that were used by him resonated because of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam using similar words. Or he used words similar to the words that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used. He said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ سَنَوَاتٌ خَدَّعَاتٌ. He said that upon people will descend, will come years of deceit. What happens to it? يُصَدَّقُ فِيهَا الْخَائِنُ وَيُصَدَّقُ فِيهَا الْكَاذِبُ وَيُكَذَّبُ فِيهَا الصَّادِقُ يُؤْتَمَنُ فِيهَا الْخَائِنُ وَيُخَوَّنُ فِيهَا الْأَمِينُ. He said, during these times, those who tell the truth are going to be deemed as liars. And yet those who lie are going to be deemed to be truthful. Those who are honest are going to be labeled as treacherous. And yet those who are treacherous are going to be labeled as those who are honest. Flipping as far as how society perceives reality. So in times of deceit, said, tell the truth. Because telling the truth at that point is a revolutionary act. Abu Dhar, Sahabi al-Aghar, Sahibi Rasulullah, Abu Dhar, Jundib ibn Junada, the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, Awsani Khalili. He said that my best friend, my most intimate of all people, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, admonished me. And part of the admonishment, he said to me, قُلِ الْحَقَّ وَلَوْ كَانَ مُرَّ. Speak the truth, even though it may be bitter. Ya akhwan, ya akhawat, عمر الحق ما كان مر. الحق عمره ما كان مر. قل الحق ولو كان قول الحق مر. Tell the truth, even though it may be bitter, but we know that truth can never be bitter. That's a common style in the Arabic language. We call it hazf, omission, implied. They say that speak the truth, even though the speaking of the truth may be bitter. The truth itself is never bitter. But there are going to be times when you have to speak the truth, and that speaking is going to be bitter. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من صدقة أحب إلى الله من قول الحق. صلوا على رسول الله. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said there is no charity that is more beloved by Allah سبحانه وتعالى than like the one of speaking the truth. Now, some people question the authenticity of the hadith, but we know from other places that the statement itself is truthful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this idea of people speaking the truth. But why is the emphasis on speaking the truth? You speak the truth because somebody else is promoting evil. Somebody else is promoting falsehood. And the only way to undo this falsehood, this evil, is by speaking against it. As one time it was said, speaker was speaking to a group of people and then said, please turn off all the lights. All the lights in the stage that they were speaking at. Room was dark. And then he asked and said, please turn on the lights. And the question is, where did the darkness go? Where did it go? See, darkness has no basis. Darkness only exists in the absence of light. But on its own, darkness does not have any base. So the minute light comes in, darkness vanishes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about this idea of people promoting evil. كذبت قوم نوح والأحزاب من بعدهم وهمت كل أمة برسولهم ليأخذوه وجادلوا بالباطل ليدحضوا به الحق. The people of Nuh denied their messengers. The confederates that came after them, they also did the same thing. And they contended to seize, lay their hands on their messengers. وَجَادَلُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ And they contended against the truth using fallacious arguments. وَجَادَلُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ You do not fight truth with truth because truth never contradicts itself. The only way that you fight truth is by using fallacious arguments, frivolous arguments. So Allah said, they did this. But believers, don't be fooled by it. It's been a year since the suffering of the people of Gaza started. May Allah bring ease to them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And may Allah destroy each and every single one who has made this a possibility, Ya Rabbil Alameen. It's been a year, man. A year, but it was a year also full of deceit. It was full of fallacious arguments. It was a terrible year. And that is why in times like these, it becomes imperative and important that people have to speak the truth. Even though the truth may be bitter, it must be spoken. And some of the truth that we'll be sharing is bitter, but it needs to be said. Such as truth number one. Everybody knows this, but they may be afraid of it. Our politicians are owned and ruled by Zionists. Zionists run this country. Wallahi, Zionists, they run this country. The amount of power that they have over the politicians is just unbelievable. People of North Carolina, people of Florida are going through difficult times. May Allah ease their pain. Two hurricanes back to back. This governor or senator is being asked about the people of North Carolina. They're going through difficult times. Instead of talking about what's happening to the people of North Carolina, what does he say? The people of Israel are suffering. We need to be helping them. We need to... Man, you serve the people of this country. It is the people of this country that elected you. Yet you use this platform. When your own people are suffering, you're talking about somebody else? Anthony Blinken. It is just being revealed. Secretary of State. He is the one that gave the green light that aid trucks can be bombed. You know how evil this man is? May Allah destroy him, Ya Rabb. May Allah destroy him, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. Both in this life And may he suffer in the hereafter as well. What do you mean you gave the green light for 8 trucks to be destroyed and to be targeted and to be bombed? And this is the man that is supposedly going back and forth to bring peace. The man did nothing but promote evil. That's why the other day, see, speaking the truth is important, because every statement spoken against falsehood, it chips away at the power of falsehood. See, sometimes people say, man, so what? Okay, so you gave a khutbah. So what? How did this help? How does that help? See, when Allah says to speak the truth, the Quran is not silly. The Quran will not ask you to do something that is useless. The Quran says, speak the truth. Now, your word on its own may not mean much. But everybody knows that every word of truth spoken against falsehood, little by little, they chip away at the power of falsehood. Matt Miller, or Matt Killer as we like to call him, man that speaks on behalf of the department, was asked by a reporter who just got sick and tired of the lying that the man does. Matt Miller stands every day, may Matt Miller suffer, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Man stands every day, all he does is just lies and lies and lies. So finally the reporter said, man, when are we going to stop this bull? When are we going to stop this BS, man? When are you going? It's been a year, and for an entire year you have been denying the obvious. You know when people say that they are oblivious of the catastrophic, but they are engaged in the problematic. Really wicked. It's a very wicked idea. Wicked idea is nobody wants to talk about the genocide, but everybody's talking about, well, you need to defend yourself. We don't know what's proportional. We don't know it. So they're denying the catastrophic, but they're engaging in the problematic. See, that's a tactic. وَجَادَلُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقِّ. They use fallacious arguments in order to undo the power of the truth. So we are taught, don't fall into these fallacious, do not fall into these fallacious arguments. Hard truth. Wallahi, this genocide would not have been possible had it not been for this administration. They blessed it. They financed it. They promoted it. They encouraged it. One time it was through their veto. One time it was through them allowing and giving and supplying the bombs. Had it not been for this administration, wallahi, this genocide would not be possible. That's a hard truth. But it is a truth that must be told. It's a truth that must be said. And the interesting part is this. See, when these politicians come and speak to us, it's as if they are doing exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us they will do. يُرْضُونَكُمْ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They attempt to please you by their speeches. وَتَعْبَى قُلُوبُهُمْ. But their hearts refuse. Their hearts are not with you whatsoever, but they attempt to please you with their words. Somebody beautifully said it. He said, I don't have a problem with those who don't like me. Please, don't have a problem with those who don't like me. I have a problem with those who pretend to do so. I don't have a problem with those who don't like me. Please don't like me. But I have a problem with those who pretend to like me, but the reality of it is they don't. Politicians do this. A truth that must be spoken. And that's why, again, they say, in a room, when people have unanimously conspired to commit the crime of silence, the truth, a word of truth, sounds like a shotgun. In a room where people have unanimously agreed, they conspire to commit the crime of silence, A word spoken of truth is like a shotgun. Everybody hears it. It is very loud, especially when it is timely. Third, truth that is bitter. One reporter came to a State Department official and he said, you know, Israel said that their operation in Lebanon is going to be a limited operation. What does that mean? He said, the State Department official looked at me and he said, listen, man, as long as the victims are not white people, every operation is a limited operation. As long as the victims are not white, every operation is a limited operation. You may not like it, but that's the truth. You may not like it, but really that is the truth. As long as the victims are not white, people don't care. People don't care. People don't care. And that's why you cannot wait for the person who is perpetrating the problem to be the one fixing the problem. They won't be the ones. They will not be the ones fixing it. So what do? Make it a habit that we as believers, and we love the truth. As a reader of the Quran, we're always reminded of how important the truth is. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقِّ. Allah is the ultimate truth. اللَّهُ يَقُصُّ الْحَقِّ. Allah narrates the truth. اللَّهُ يَقْضِي بِالْحَقِّ. Allah settles everything in truth. قُلِ الْحَقِّ. Speak that which is truth. They say that a reader of the Quran, if you read the Quran from cover to cover, you must emerge out as a lover of truth. You must come out as a lover of truth. As somebody who is talking the truth, is telling the truth, living the truth, promoting the truth, and speaking the truth. Even though the speaking of the truth may be bitter, but it must be said. I'd like to speak the truth, but I also, you know, I like to be careful. If you speak the truth when you can control the outcome, that's not speaking the truth. That is just speaking the truth when it's convenient. Everybody's capable of speaking the truth when it's convenient. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who live the truth, love the truth, promote the truth, and speak the truth. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى الصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بآثاره اقتفى. Now when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم does certain things or speaks about how catastrophic certain things are, sometimes we don't appreciate what the Prophet, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was telling us, and until you see something that brings to light the beauty and the awesomeness of what the Prophet, peace be upon him, spoke. قُلْ كَانَ الرَّسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ جَالِسًا. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was once sitting with his companions and he said, أَلَا أُحَدِّثُكُمْ بِأَكْبَرِ الْكَبَائِرِ. Shall I inform you about the most serious of sins? The most serious of sins? قُلْنَا بَلَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Yes, Prophet of Allah, please do so. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, أَشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ. Associating others with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. Dishonoring your parents. And then the hadith says, وَكَانَ مُتَّكِئًا. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam speaking these words, he was reclining. فَجَلَسْ. He sat straight. ثم قال. And then he said, ألا وقول الزور. ألا وشهادة الزور. ألا وقول الزور. ألا وشهادة الزور. ألا وقول الزور. ألا وشهادة الزور. And I warn you against false testimony. I warn you against the falsification of testimony. I warn you against false testimony. I warn you against false testimony. حتى قلنا ليته سكت. So much so that the companion said, we wish the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would speak no more. Why? Because giving false testimony can have catastrophic consequences to many people, as we see going on nowadays. See, we humans don't like to hear the truth. If we're being honest, we only like to hear the truth when it is something that is good for us. But we have to be honest with one another. But people don't like people who are honest. People who tell it like it is are not very, they're not very popular. So much so, قال أحدهم والله ما أبقى لنا قول الحق صديق. He said that speaking the truth has left us no company, because people don't want to hear it. أخي, if the business that you are engaged in is haram business, you are engaged in haram. There is no ifs around it. If what you do is haram, then what you do is haram. I promise to be gentle, to be nice, but I will never deceive you with my silence. I promise. I'll be gentle, I'll be kind, but I will never deceive you with my silence. Said, speak the truth, even if it may be misunderstood, even if it be bruised, but we've got to speak the truth. And that's why they say, in reality, speaking the truth comes from a place of love. هذا كلام جميل. Speaking the truth comes from a place of love. See, when you speak the truth, the idea is not to belittle somebody else. That's not speaking the truth. That's just manipulating the situation. Speaking the truth must come from a place of love. That's why the Quran tells us that when it comes to justice and truth, and these are absolute values, your feelings, you render, regardless of how you feel, you render truth and you render justice. لا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا. Do not let your hatred of people prevent you from being just. Be just, even if it be against your own self, against your loved ones, against your own parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us. That is, inshallah, what we hope to become as individuals. Lovely to see our youngsters here. May Allah protect them all, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Make that a habit. That's something that we speak about. Always telling the truth. A believer doesn't lie. A believer does not deceive. A believer is not treacherous. Because these are going to be important lessons. May Allah bring safety to the people of Gaza and the people of Lebanon. And may Allah bring a speedy destruction to those who are destroying them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. May we see the state of Zionism crumble, Ya Rabbil Alameen. May we see those who promote and those who encourage and those who argue on behalf of Zionism suffer, Ya Rabbil Alameen. May they suffer in this life as well as in the hereafter. If any of us or our loved ones are going through difficult times, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease our pain. If any of us or our loved ones are not feeling well, may Allah grant us all a speedy recovery. If any of us or our loved ones have lost the way, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us back to His way. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزيدكم, ولذكر الله أكبر, والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر, والله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة, حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة, قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر, الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله,
لا إله إلا الله. استووا واستقيموا واعتدلوا. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, الرحمن الرحيم, مالك يوم الدين, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
الذين آمنوا لا تكونوا كالذين آذوا موسى فبرأه الله مما قالوا وكان عند الله وجيها يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. لا إله إلا الله، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير.
Assalamu alaikum. Inshallah, we have a number of announcements. Alhamdulillah, October is a very busy month. This weekend is busy as well. But want to give everybody their everybody's attention to an event that is happening next weekend on Sunday, October 20th. Inshallah, MIC is partnering with a continuous charity to bring an event here with Sheikh Yasser Qadi, and it's going to be called. It's going to have the fall picnic throughout the day. That we have every year, and then also there's going to be an event at night, a dinner with Sheikh Yasser, focused on providing community-funded, interest-free educational loans to Muslim students in America. So from the throughout the day, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., you have the fall picnic, and then at night you have the dinner, and then also the Muslim clinic will be out there giving out free flu vaccines. The picnic itself will have face painting, food trucks, games, bounce houses, all that good stuff, inshallah, and there'll be food available for purchase. Make sure to RSVP for the fall picnic. It's $5 per person. That is, you can find it in all of our links, our newsletter, our text messages, and also we have members of a continuous charity outside passing out flyers if you would like more information about that event. For this weekend, inshallah, 901 has a couple of events going on. They have Feed the City tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. at Room in the Inn, if you'd like to help serve hot meals to people in need. And then at 2 p.m. On Saturday for high school students are invited to come out to Shelby Farms for a walk around the lake and to meet new friends. Also on Saturday at 2 p.m., there is a car rally for Gaza. That's going to be starting here at MIC. It will stop at Shelby Farms, and it will end at Overton Park. So a car rally will be tomorrow, Saturday at 2 p.m. for Gaza. And then on Sunday, 901 Umma also has an event, Team Fajr at MIC, where you come pray Fajr at the masjid, learn and hear from the imam, and then share a meal together, inshallah. Fajr at MIC is at 6:15 a.m. And then the No Doubt class that started last week will continue this Sunday, October 6th, from 12 noon to 1 p.m. You can register for it, but if you'd like to just show up, that'll be coming this Sunday. Lastly, there is a care workshop on October 25th and 26th. There will be a town hall meeting at MIC on Friday night at October 25th at 8:30 p.m. after Isha, and they will address questions about the upcoming election and voting. And on Saturday, October 26th, there will be a workshop to go out and vote, inshallah. Also, if you are missing a key fob for a Toyota, you can come find me, inshallah.